Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Seven after the hour. It will not be forever seven past the hour, but an hour ago at this time, it was seven past the hour. And in the next hour, it'll be seven after the hour at this time as well.
Amazing.
It is amazing how that all works. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, we're happy she was born. Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. Molly Page, the news sage. And
wait.
She's avoided a life of porn.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm not so sure.
No, well, I don't because like that. I'm here is what you see. You see?
Yeah. All right. Comments on the news. Kenny's going to update us on some. I have some things. The Southwest flight, that woman who went to see her comatose son and how wonderfully well Southwest handled that after I mentioned that they didn't do such a good job in another situation. But I'd rather, focus on the good.
By rerouting the woman and letting her go see her comatose son.
Right, exactly. Here's Wendy who says, you can't judge a company by a couple of rogue employees, making reference to the people who gave this other woman a hard time because her husband was going to commit suicide. You have to look at the entire company culture. Southwest is the best airline, period. Let's see here. Mauve says Southwest is great. I only wish they flew to Australia.
Oh, God.
Here's Callie who says
refresh. Imagine taking Southwest Australia. No, it would take you 4 days.
No. Not in the 737, thanks. Refreshing to hear something good about an airline. Let's see here. Ken says, in my experience, Southwest is the best. United, on the other hand, sucks. Too many canceled flights. You probably say that about American and Delta as well. Anyway, it is nice to have
when
people.
When you think about flight crews, because I know, Dougie, you're married to American Airlines. You fly them often.
Not because I like them, but because
you have mileage. Yeah, and I kind of bounce around, even though I know it's smarter to pick an airline. But, you know, when you walk on a flight, the happiest flight attendants are always on Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
And they
deal with
you know, people that are paying cheap prices. So it's not like they're getting the highfalutin on Southwest, but they're always the happiest.
Yeah. Well, if you talk to flight attendants, they'll always say that Southwest treats them better than any other airline.
Right. They're always fighting. Americans always fighting with their airline hosts and hostesses. The flight crews are always at odds with the big airlines. They're always fighting with them. And you don't have happy campers. I go up front and talk to almost every flight that I'm on. I will spend, when I go to the bathroom, I'll spend some time talking to people up in the front part of the plane. In the galley, and they're always the same, especially since US Air has taken over American. They just don't like it. And it isn't about change, it's just that they're always being pushed into a corner. And when you talk about a big company and you say, that's the way all big companies are, Southwest, as Tom Parsons will tell you, carries more people, more passengers in America than any other domestic airline in the country.
And it's very rare, as many times as I've flown them, they hardly have.
I just don't like, I want to be able to stretch out and.
Yeah.
Southwest just is very, even if I buy a ticket that allows me to choose the seat that I like next to the exit door where you've got extra legroom, it's just not the same. It just isn't.
Well, I think it's because you have that mentality where you have to get into a line before you get on the flight. I mean, it's not a luxurious traveling experience, but for a short haul,
it's okay. We do it to New Orleans every year from D.C.
Yeah, they're okay.
It works.
Short, medium haul, they're all right. But to go across the country.
That Virgin Atlantic, though? They've got it down.
They have. They're very good.
They've got it down.
I wish they flew more places because they're easy to deal with.
Or Virgin America, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're flying to Hawaii now. That's going to be a new route, Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah.
They're a good airline, especially because you feel like you're walking into
a room. The problem is they fly those crap can Airbuses.
Yeah, but
I can't imagine what they're going to use.
Yeah, but it's got room, and it's cool, and it's comfy.
Purple. Can I tell you one more good story?
Yes, Jennifer, please.
We like the good news of the day.
Yes.
And the Southwest story is one of them. Mm. The other good news is out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Did you hear about this?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, or Bethlehem, New Hampshire?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, I haven't heard that one.
Okay, so out of this story was a high school.
Work.
I know, totally.
New Hampshire.
Right. It was New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Oh, crud. All right, it was New Hampshire.
Anyway, I'd tell the story again.
Anyway, so this high school principal last week announced that she had a really rare, aggressive form of cancer. And her students, her seniors, who had been saving up for 4 years to go on a class trip to New York, decided to forego their trip and give all the money that they saved up over the past 4 years to their principal to help her in her fight of this disease.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. Now, they only had $8,000 saved up, but you know what? The message is there that they're compassionate, cool kids. And I think kids get a bad rap now because they act like idiots most of the time. And this is a good story.
So
like
a story.
An example of the Maryland high school kids who released 70,000 ladybugs into their school as a class prank.
There you go. The high school senior donation story is at DougStephan.com.
Oh,
the Southwest rerouting flight to see the sun is at DougStephan.com. Also, a story about tattoos. Those of you who have tattoos, I'm going to get to that in the next half hour. Right now, a quick update on the Baltimore crime wave and what's been going on there. Molly Page, the news stage, the story, the update. Baltimore police apparently are not doing anything about crime in the city.
Well, here's the thing. Homicides are up. Yeah. Highest number for 1 month, this month, in 15 years. 38 people have lost their lives, and arrests are down, substantially down. Fewer than half the number have been pulled of people have been pulled off the street. Yep. Now, the arrest rate was down before the Freddie Gray arrest, but they have declined sharply since then.
Mm. What do you think about that, boys and girls?
Well, when you have your mayor throwing your police department under the bus, I can imagine why all the cops just want
to
go, you know
what? When they get paid to do a job, they all should be fired.
I know what?
Every damn one of them. Fire them.
Sure. Walk off the job.
Fire them.
Well, then they
fire
can be replaced, but they're being paid to do a job,
and they weren't doing the job,
which is why the Freddie Gray incident came up, and everybody protested.
Right. You cannot
that
be
man
a cop anymore in this country without being sued.
You know what?
Arrested.
Stop sticking up for the bad cops.
I'll stick up for the 10 bad cops. I'll stick up for the rest.
No, there are many more than 10 bad guys. If those guys in Baltimore are not doing their job, they ought to be all fired. End of story. Next up,
when you don't have any support?
No, that's what you get paid to do. You get paid to get the bad guys. The hell with the mayor.
You
the hell with everybody
life
else.
Every day.
Yeah,
and
that's fine.
No
that's
support.
What you get paid to do.
And you have folks with cell phones getting ready
get
to sue you.
You get paid to do that.
You
don't want the job, then quit and go sell peanuts at the circus.
Let me tell you something, brother. This country is going to have no good cops in the next 10 years.
They have anybody who would do the job well says, why do I need this garbage? I don't want to have another. The argument's over. Conversation done. Finished.
I agree.
13 past the hour.
You lose.
Matthew Jones, president of Cedarside, here to explain how you can use this product that Richie and I have been talking about.
Love it.
A great product.
Finally, something we can agree on.
So, yeah, right. One out of 87 different conversations
hey,
we have won. Anyway, Cedarside and pest control and how you can use it best up next on Good Day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right. Matthew joins us. Matthew will join us. He's Matthew Jones from Cedarside, son of two career U.S. Marine Corps officers from Hawaii, raised in Hawaii. He's a very interesting fellow. And there are all kinds. I could spend all of our time, Matthew, talking about you, but I'd rather talk about Cedarside if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Good morning, Doug.
Nice to have you here. We've been talking about Cedarside now for a couple of months. This is a company that was started 20 years ago. Under what circumstances?
Just the concept of avoiding synthetic chemicals and trying to find an alternative for ourselves and our animals.
And that's really, because I'm a farmer, this really rang a bell with me, because I don't like chemicals, I don't like anything that isn't natural and organic, and that's basically the concept behind your entire operation, right?
Absolutely, we're with you on that.
So what is it that, how does this work? I've sprayed it on my bed the other day because I was worried about some bugs that were on it, and the fragrance, is it the smell? What is it that drives all the pests away?
So the smell is a huge component. For thousands of years, people have been using cedar products. We know that it dates all the way back to the Egyptians to protect the tombs and things that were super important to the Egyptian culture. They put cedar, both liquid and dry cedar, around things that were important in order to keep insects from eating it and or causing deterioration over time. So we took that we're taking that technology and extended it to some of the modern organic chemistry and science.
You know, Doug,
and created a whole line of bug sprays.
The thing my kids love about it is it doesn't smell like when you spray regular bug spray on with DEET in it. They cough and it's just like the aerosol. This has just kind of got that cedar smell on it. You just put a little bit in your hands, rub it around your neck and your arms, and then I take it down and I just rub it on the dogs. Last night I did it on my son's baseball hat when he was out in center field because of gnats.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it makes nothing.
All natural.
Yeah, it's all natural. It makes nothing but sense. And so consumers, it may be a little more expensive, but at the end of the day, it actually saves money. And you're using this product in all kinds of commercial as well as private homes, all kinds of commercial applications as well, Matthew, right?
Absolutely. I believe we're the top used product, organic product on the market, period, whether it's commercial or residential. And we're having great success with it. It's proven to repel and kill at a fantastic rate. Bed bugs, flea ticks, mites,
mosquitoes,
and a whole lot of others.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a spray or an oil that you can roll on?
It's both. It's exactly the same. We have products that are water-soluble and also products that are oil-based that are ready to use, that are pushed out of a pump sprayer directly onto yourself or your clothes. It doesn't stain. It does have that small cedar odor that Doug was talking about, but for the
good.
Most part, you can use it anytime.
Matthew Jones.
No harmful side effects.
From Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464 to find out more about these Cedarside products. Thanks, Matt. Thank you.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Top five songs from this week in 1987. Starting at number five, Richie, Fleetwood Mac and Big Love. How many of you remember this tune? Again, from 1987 this week. Top five songs, Big Love. Crank it up, will you, for a sec?
I like this song a lot better than some of their bigger hits that are too poppy. This one's actually kind of rock.
See, I like them the other side. I like the poppy
stuff. Yeah, you like the pop stuff.
I do like pop stuff.
So you like the next song.
Speaking of that, number four song this week in 1987 is Atlantic Star. This is perfect. Okay, calm down.
I'm sorry, when year is this again?
1987.
Yeah, man. Down in Georgetown, down in D.C. Yeah. This was the song you went out and walked across the dance floor and asked the girl to dance to. This one or the next one. Or the next one, yes.
Number two, Chris DeBarge. DeBarge. Right. This is another great pop song, Lady in Red, number three.
Lady in Red.
I quite like this song.
Did you guys see Baby Mama with Tina Fey when they had this song on?
I did, but I don't remember it.
When they went out clubbing, and she went, "This one's for the ladies," and played this, and everyone threw stuff at her.
Yeah, I do like it. Thank you very much for acknowledging that.
Yeah.
All right, number two belongs to Kim Wilde. I kind of vaguely remember this song and thinking it was pretty
it's not much of anything. This is an example.
Dance club hit.
Yeah, I suppose dance hit. Yeah. Number two this week in 1987. How many different covers are there of this song, Kenny, would you say?
Oh, at least half a dozen that were hits.
Yeah, right. This is not the best of them by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, we make up for it by the number one song from this week in 1987, You Too. What a fabulous song this is. Fabulous.
I'm touring right now.
Fabulous song. Crank it up, way up, Richie. Did we talk about this guy from The Voice who used his money to fund information about ISIS?
No.
Which guy? I had heard someone from
Dan Taub is his name. He was in the third season. I have the story right, Kenny, right? From The Voice?
Right.
The author of a New Yorker cover story about European teenagers joining ISIS. And because he was on this show, the money got helped to finance his reporting. He was on Morning Joe earlier this week. He said he met a father whose son had been recruited by ISIS, who was trying to bring his child back. Both the teenager and his father featured in the story. And Taub notes that the teen was also on another reality show, like Michael Jackson when he was a boy. Got undergraduate degree from Princeton. I find these sorts of things fascinating, frankly. So if you want to check that story out, it's easy for you to do so. Just go to DougStephan.com from today's show, 28 after the hour.
This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Let me ask you this. What's the hardest thing a doctor has to convince a patient of? They're dying? No, that's tough, but this is harder. I have good news. Your tests are all normal. You're not sick. And frequently, there's a look of utter disbelief. Often, I'm the second or even third doctor they've seen. You see, sometimes people have an emotional investment in something being wrong. A classic example is the panic attack masquerading as a heart attack. And I've seen this on high-powered lawyers, to stay-at-home moms, to working doctors, just about everyone. We in America are in denial about how much the mind-body interconnects. If your mind is unhappy, your body's unhappy. As May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I want you to take a moment. Listen to your body. Maybe it's telling you something's on your mind. This is the Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Back to the news of the day, the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. Have you? So, Molly Page, the news stage, Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, who goes without scorn. All of us are.
Good one.
You like that?
And the rest.
I like Chinese.
And the rest.
All right. Surveillance images reportedly show that China has positioned weaponry on at least one of its artificial islands that is developing in the South China Sea, apparently confirming suspicions that they have been building up the area for military use.
What's an artificial island?
Yeah, can we talk about
an artificial island? Is an island that's built. The Boston Airport is built on an artificial reef, which happens in this particular case with the Chinese. They took old warships, they sunk them, and they have brought them almost to the surface. They built a wall, and they're filling in the water is going away, being displaced by fill, gravel, junk, crap, whatever they can do to fill in, and then they build, they get it compacted enough so they can build something on it. There are a lot of areas, the whole south end of Boston is built on fill. A lot of cities that were coastal cities were built, a lot of the things, a part of the cities were built on fill. New York City, a lot of Manhattan, southern side of Manhattan especially, is built on fill. So anyway, the Wall Street Journal says that images taken about a month ago show two Chinese motorized artillery pieces on one of the reefs. The weaponry could not pose a threat to us, but it could reach neighboring islands. Why are they doing this? why do we continue to provoke each other? This is what yesterday, I was talking about this earlier, for those of you who didn't join the conversation, when I made reference to the astrologers, maybe the fellow who just said I was a moron and a jerk will think that more of me because of this. The essence of what was said yesterday, a bunch of astrologers got together and said that there's so much energy because of the coming together of three different planets at the same time in the same alignment would cause an earthquake, and yes, there was an earthquake yesterday, but also there was a lot of thinking that it would cause a radical change in the way people think. And I was hoping to come out of that with a radical change in how we deal with our problems. And yet we continue, we do it. The militarists in the Middle East do it. You know, the only place where you don't really see this, Richie, and I come to you because your wife is from Colombia, even though Colombia is for years has been like an armed camp because of the drugs that are there,
mm-hmm.
you kind of never feel or see the kind of seething animosity in South America that you see in Asia, the Indians, the Pakistanis, the Chinese, the Japanese.
They fight with each other a bit, but nothing. I mean, you got Venezuela, who's kind of tied in with Iran and Cuba, who,
it's not so.
You know, Ecuador
outward.
And Colombia, right. It's kind of like more like infighting within South America.
Yeah. It's not this.
And then
really
within their own countries.
The stance that they take in various parts of, especially though the northern African areas and it's in Eastern Europe, and a lot of it is because of Putin and his foolishness. But in China, it's just because most of the leaders in China are sort of nameless and faceless. Who can remember who the guy is that's running China? But yet all these things are going. It was so bellicose.
My
troubling.
Being able to spend a lot of time in Colombia has let me see just how every other country, it seems, because you see this in every other country when you look at the news, there is such just thievery going on within
corruption.
The region. I mean, there's so much corruption.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable because that's how people get ahead.
That's how they live. Yeah.
That's how they get
they
ahead.
They kill.
They either pay or they get paid
or
to
they
get
kill.
Ahead.
Yeah, and right. they or kill whatever is in their way.
So for us here, and we're just not used to it. I mean, yes, there's corruption, but not to the extent, oh, my God, to get your electric bill. I mean, my wife in Colombia, they had to sue somebody because somebody created a fake deed to some property that she had and claimed it was theirs.
Yeah.
Now you have to go to court, and they start squatting on your land.
Yeah.
It's just, it's everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I wanted to point that out as we think about all of the things that are changing or we want to change in our society. The situation in Nebraska, Molly, this is a very interesting reality because of what it allows. Explain what Nebraska has done to extend driving privileges to young immigrants. I'm guessing this is both illegal and legal, or is it just illegals?
They have ended the nation's last ban on driving privileges for young people brought into the United States as children, illegal.
These are
children.
Illegal.
Yes. So they can now drive. That's what it's done.
All right, so the bottom line is that every state in the union, if I'm hearing you correctly, allows younger illegal immigrants to get licenses. Every state. Now.
Who were brought into the country.
When they were children.
When they were
illegally.
Children, right.
Yeah.
They kind of grew up.
How is this,
right.
How is this right? How is this right?
Well, supporters of the plan in Nebraska say that youth shouldn't be penalized for their parents' actions.
Oh, my God.
So they're here, and they need to get to their jobs, and they need to get to school.
You know,
and
I kind of want to go back to some. Richie and I had an argument in the last half hour about police.
Are you going to have another one?
No, because
we're on the same page on this one.
I get so frustrated with people who don't really hear what I'm saying sometimes, and that's my responsibility, my fault, if you will, because I try to make my positions on things pretty clear. I have very strong opinions, as does Rich and hopefully all of us. That's one of the reasons we're here, to express our opinions and to come up with something that some of you or many of you will agree with. You can't all agree with, you know, you don't agree with your spouse and you don't agree with your children, you don't agree with your boss. No, we're not all going to agree with everybody all the time. So I get frustrated when I say things like what I did about the police and people hear something else. And with this issue, it's the same thing. I'm trying to make it clear that I think it is just outrageous that we have so many people wandering around in this country who are here without promise without permission, and yet they get the same treatment that people who are legitimately here, who were born here or who came here and went through, Richie's wife went through 4 years of hazing in order to become an American citizen.
I
mean, how is this right?
I demanded to my wife that we go through we spend the money and we go through the motions to get her to become a citizen. She had a green card. She was legal. But you know what? She needs to be a citizen. And we went through it all and we did it. My daughter, when I adopted her, we went through all the stuff to make her a citizen. So it's not impossible to follow the rules. It really isn't.
It's exasperating, though, because we've put so much money in. How much of our tax dollars goes to helping these people who ought to, you know, they're taking advantage of us in the situation.
Even my dogs are from Colombia. I made them legal.
They took the test.
Right.
Is it easier, though, Rich, because they had you? You are a U.S. citizen, and you married your wife, and you are adopting a child. If they want to come here and they don't have someone fighting for them or someone who's going to be a family member.
My wife's brother was refused access to the country because he couldn't get all of his paperwork together, and he was killed by Colombian drug lords.
He was trying to get out of the country.
He was trying to get out of the country to get here.
And we wouldn't let him in.
And we wouldn't let him in. Okay, no. And he was trying to go by the rules, okay? So we have seen what it's like to play by the rules and what the cost is for playing by the rules. And I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of rules. And if it takes you an extra 5 years, it takes you an extra 5 years. And it cost my brother-in-law his life.
Yep. Nothing to be sorry about. This country is so ridiculous in so many ways. And it's time we face it. Face up to it and do something about it. That's what I said. Changing the way we think about all of these institutions. Nobody's all right and nobody's all wrong, but there are so many things that we can do something about. When you throw up your hands and say, what can we do about it? You can.
I don't like feeling like a bad person for feeling like that way, though.
How do you mean?
I think there is such a message now that it's so PC. Not to call people out for breaking the rules because we have to be worried about feelings. And look, I sympathize. I always say I am so compassionate to my fault. I am very compassionate. But yet I still expect people to follow the rules. And I don't want to be persecuted for feeling like people should.
That's what I'm saying. When I come across with some opinion
before. And she met me, so I had nothing to do with her working.
No, but when you have opinions about things, whether it's this or the police or whatever it is, give somebody a little elbow room and respect their opinion, even if you disagree with it. And that's really what America, and that's another thing, as Jennifer just said, it's become so PC to think this way or that way, and you're wrong if you don't agree with me.
You and I, as white men, we're not allowed to have opinions anymore.
Well, you aren't. I am. So Doug Stephanie, you're David, right. All right, Dr. Who's coming up next? Oh, it's
Uri. Dr. Uri Geller.
Let me remind you one more time about that great construction auction going on, ironplanet.com, all day today. If you're a construction person, first of all, Jennifer wants your number. After that, call ironplanet.com or go online to Iron Planet. Don't call them because they won't answer the phone because they're busy selling all of this equipment online. But you can go online to ironplanet.com, see what's there. All of the items are inspected. You are buying what you think you are buying. You are getting what you are paying for. If not, you got any problems, you get your money back. That's how this works. Iron Planet, huge auction today. You want to find out more about it? Look at all the items. Text the word LIFT to 511-511. Registration to buy on ironplanet.com. See everything. Text LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. See all of the items. Giant. There's huge equipment and a huge selection. Text the word LIFT to 511-511 for Iron Planet's huge May auction.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like Uri Geller, 14 before the hour. One of my faves and a regular here to debunk myths and things that aren't really cool. Yesterday I was talking about this, Uri. I don't know if you heard this over there or not. Uri lives in England most of the time, part of the time in Israel. We had a bunch of astrologers over here declare that because of the energy coming from alignment of three or four planets, that there would be a major anomaly, a seismic event, and it turned out that there was a big earthquake on the coast of Alaska, big volcano in Japan. What do you think about the synchronicity of that energy? How do people come up with that sort of thing? Is there an explanation that makes sense, do you think?
Well, you know, Doug, when that YouTube video hit the airwaves, it was immediately debunked by, you know, scientists,
right,
and people who deal with earthquakes around the world. But I believe that there is some truth to star alignments and synchronicity of the universe that touches our planet Earth. No doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, even the universal energy that we feel that comes from outer space can change our moods, you know, can make us happier, sadder. We could be even stressed out because of that atmospheric something that touches us. Concerning the earthquakes, I think that there is truth to a point where you've got to understand that we are, our planet is a tiny little speck, you know, moving in this vast universe. And, you know, science proved that decades ago. So when I see reports of this nature, I tend to believe in them. Now, the fact that there was an earthquake, you say, in Alaska, the fact that there was some, I don't know, volcanic reaction in Japan, shows you that the person who put out that video had some truth to it. Now, to focus it right downtown Los Angeles, that's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other people laughing. There's a big movie coming out with The Rock today about the earthquake.
Perfect timing.
Right. It's a great promotion for that movie. But maybe the location wasn't right, but the fact that that energy was there. It's all about energy. You talk about energy all the time, how it doesn't disappear. It just goes in sort of different directions, right? You don't ever...
Yeah, very, very, very much so. And you know that science has also proven that there are energies under the crust of our planet. I sometimes translate it into ley lines. Ley lines are positive energies. For instance, the reason I bought my island in Scotland, which is called Lamb Island, is because I felt that the ley lines traveled to Roslyn Chapel, which was made famous by, Brown in his novel, what is it called now? The, come on, come up with.
It was one
Dan Brown's novel. What was it called?
The Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code.
Exactly.
Right, okay, yeah.
These ley lines traveled all the way to Stonehenge and from there to Central Europe and the pyramids.
Yeah.
So, hey, I believe in energies, Doug.
I believe you are correct, sir. Uri Geller, Mystifier, Motivator, great website, URIGELLER. You can learn so much by going to Uri's website and by listening to him. Uri, thanks. It's 51 after on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, let's keep moving here. Keep the train going, chugging on track as well as we can do it. This is music from Mike Tyson. Yes, that's what I said. Mike Tyson, One Night in Bangkok from The Hangover Part 2, which was the number one movie at the box office this week in 2011. And you think this country isn't going to hell? Woo!
I will tell you what.
To be fair, he was good in that movie.
He was good. Right. This movie humanized him so much.
Did it?
And it was such a good thing for him to do. I'm glad he did it.
I'm a little disappointed Jennifer went to see it, however. You went to see it. McFadden going to see it doesn't surprise me.
Funny movie.
Chucker, did you see it?
I saw the first one. I watched the second and third on cable, but
right.
There's a third?
First one's good. First one's good.
All right. So that brings us around to time for our contest. We're going to play you three excerpts from the number one movie during this week in 1998, clue number one. Number one movie this week, 1998. You can start with that info and figure it out. Or you can listen to the three clips, and once you've figured out what the movie is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG, to be in the running for our drawing. We'll have it the week of July 4th for a package at the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. What a great place to go. You'll love your, you'll chime there. Bring someone romantic with you, because that'll be an important part of this whole deal. Want to qualify? Tell us what movie this comes from.
I predict that in just a moment,
got it,
we will see a lady on a red bike, followed by a man with flowers, and a Volkswagen Beetle with a dented fender.
Good movie.
Didn't we see him on the last Letterman show with a beard? How many people remember?
You know, he was on. He was.
I thought he had.
He
a
was
beard.
On there. I didn't remember if he had a beard or not.
Yeah, I think he did. All right, next clip.
No scripts, no cue cards. It isn't always Shakespeare, but it's genuine.
Is that Ed Harris?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm pretty good at that, huh?
Yes, you
I
are.
I think I was listening to people's voices all these. You didn't figure out who it is. Next clip, last clip.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good
all
night.
All right, so that gives it away. 888-302-3680.
Yeah, he was on Letterman with the beard.
Yeah, I thought he was. Okay, so if you figure it out, you qualify for our drawing. Chuck is going to have the rundown of how badly we're going to be into the sea after San Andreas opens up tonight. That's probably going to be the big movie of the weekend. We'll get a review in a moment on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, let's get the answer to our little question here first. Bill's in Michigan. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
I'm great.
Perfect. All right, so what's the name of this movie?
The Truman Show.
Truman Show. You liked it?
I did.
Yeah, what was there? Did you like Carrie? What did you like about it most?
I thought it was a pretty original concept, and Carrie's always good.
It really is.
It was an original concept, yeah. But there were two of them at the same time. The Ed TV came out at the same time.
Right. Wasn't that McConaughey?
Yeah, Ron Howard movie, yeah.
All right, you qualify for the drawing, Bill. Hold on just a second, and Carrie, get information from you so we make sure you're in the list. Chucker, what's up this weekend?
Two new movies open nationwide, Doug. First is Aloha, Cameron Crowe's new movie. Where he was the director of Almost Famous and Jerry Maguire. Surprisingly, this one's getting a critical drubbing. I mean,
hammered.
Killing this.
Why?
From, Bradley Cooper, Rachel McAdams, and Emma Stone. They just say it's a mess. I haven't seen it, so it's not fair for me to personally judge it, but from what they say,
they spent a year re-editing
it. Looks like it was a much
longer
movie, and they just ripped it apart in the editing room. Mm. Also opening, which is supposed to be the number one movie this weekend with a $40 million plus opening, San Andreas, $100 million earthquake film.
I'll bet you it does better than $40 million. What do you bet?
I'm going to say 48 million, I'll predict.
Mm.
If you like disaster movies, these are my five top disaster movies of all time. Earthquake from 74, no CGI, just matte paintings and miniatures, Charlton Heston, George Kennedy, and sense around what's not to like. Number four, The Day After, one of the best TV movies ever with Jason Robards about a nuclear holocaust. Number three, Titanic, one of the most epic movies ever made. Number two, Towering Inferno, Paul Newman, Steve McQueen, and one of the biggest spectacles of the 1970s.
Irwin Allen. God,
and of course, number one is The Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. All right, Jaws coming to theaters this summer in honor of the 40th anniversary. Did you know that? Starting June 21st?
Yeah, it's going to be in about 500 theaters. You know, when I do revivals, that is the biggest crowd when you do
really?
Doesn't Ishtar count as one of the biggest disaster movies of all time, too?
It could maybe.
59 past the hour.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly. really, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to limit.